welcome to episode 116 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Laura, and Lindsay. One of my personal favorite things about travel is experiencing it with family and friends. It doesn't just have to be people you know, though. Groups can be made of people with similar interests and hobbies, too. This week, we wanted to give you an idea of some of the different types of groups you could experience and why using a travel agent to do so will make your life easier. So let's get started. So I think the first thing that people think of when they think of groups, honestly, is probably family. Big family reunions, things like that, where everybody's wanting to go to the same place all the time.
That's wedding. A good example.
So, and I think a lot of family reunions tend to happen at grandma's house or something like that. But if you're all traveling, it can really behoove you to do something like a cruise.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get my family to do a group cruise so hard. But they all have such vast ages of kids. And so, and they all keep having kids.
Everybody's got a baby.
We got like 30 kids in our generation. Yeah. There's like a lot of babies and another pregnant one now. So, yeah, getting them all together is hard. But, my family has done some like national park groups and stuff like that. It takes a little bit of planning, but luckily we have a couple planners in the family.
So, yeah. And I think that's the thing is if you've ever done a family reunion, you know how hard it is to sort of corral the troops. And so a travel agent can kind of give you that backup, you know.
Yeah.
We can't necessarily call grandma for you and get her to put down her down payment.
That one cousin who wants to plan all your dinners for every single night. Yeah.
But we can sort of act as a buffer and take some of the work off of you if you're the primary planner. And the nice thing about going somewhere like that is that when you're at grandma's house, that means that grandma ends up having to do all the work. Or, you know, it really does sort of fall to the shoulders of whoever has the biggest backyard. But if you go on a cruise or if you go to Disney World or someplace like that, then you also have the ability to spend time together and apart.
Yes. That's one thing too that I love is that everybody can kind of do their own thing for part of the day and then come back together at another part of the day. And I think that keeps
the spice. That's where all-inclusives are really good too.
Yes, exactly. Oh, and even standard hotels, my family doesn't do really family reunions. We actually sort of joke morbidly that the only time we ever have family reunions is our weddings and funerals. But the one time we did have one in 1997, I remember it, July of 1997, we stayed at the Grove Park Inn in Asheville, which is just a standard, beautiful hotel, four or five, I think it's five star now because the spa. And different types of rooms, different categories, different views. So there were different price ranges for people. But then we had certain events that we did together. And then there were other things like some of us went whitewater rafting. Not everybody in the family wanted to do that, but a few of us did want to do that. So we took little separate, somebody else might have wanted to do a hike and somebody else might, you know, so we did separate things separately and got to bond in smaller groups.
Yeah. I think that's really important when you're talking about family trips is to have those separate activities.
Yeah. Well, my parents are doing Alaska next year with some of their cousins and, my dad's sister, my aunt is going to. And, that's one of the cool things. Like my dad wants to do everything. You know, he's like, Alaska, it's one time I'm going, I'm going to get in a helicopter. I'm going to get, you know, like he's doing all of it. My mom, not so much, you know, she's not going to get in a helicopter. So she'll be in the spa, you know, or doing that kind of stuff. But it's cool because then you come back. I remember they went on the Pride of America, the Norwegian one that goes around the Hawaiian Islands. And I remember my mom saying she turned on the TV and there was their cousin like on TV doing the hula lessons. So they're like, oh yeah, there was Linda.
Well, and that is true because unlike, like if you do something, invariably what ends up happening is a few people go do something and then the other people who are left behind are like, okay, well, they're off doing that, but I didn't want to do it. So we're going to sit and watch TV. We're going to watch the football game or whatever. Mm-hmm. But in this case, there's like something else that somebody, you know, like those people don't feel like they're losing a little bit of their vacation experience because they can choose to do something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it sort of, and then everybody can come together for meals. And incidentally, you know, we mentioned cruises, we mentioned all inclusives. This would be true at like a theme park as well. A lot of people do family mm-hmm. reunions or at least large family trips at Walt Disney World. Mm-hmm. And my first piece of advice to them is do not travel as a gaggle because it will really slow you down.
Yeah.
Hugely.
It's a big group like that. Oh gosh.
Yep. Yeah. And you know, somebody's 4-year-old will want to ride the roller coaster and somebody
else's
4-year-old.
Someone's got to use the bathroom. Yeah. Why didn't you use the bathroom when she was using the bathroom?
You will learn where every single bathroom is at Walt Disney World. So it does benefit you to maybe take an afternoon or, you know, and honestly, if it were me, my family, I would say we're going to split up except mm-hmm. we'll come together for meals and we'll meet
meals,
back.
Meals, yeah. Eat together at dinner and that way you have that time apart and then it's not as stressful.
Yep.
Is it? No one can ever get on the same bathroom schedule. No one can ever get on the same.
Yeah, really.
I need a drink or I want a snack at this time.
Well, and I think we've, you know, those of us who have been to Walt Disney World with friends know how many times have we shown up. Actually, I tell this story all the time about how Sandy like deserted me. But how many times have we tried to find our friends at Walt Disney World and you're texting and it's like, I'm at Maelstrom now. And you're like, okay, I'm on my way. And then by the end, you're like, I'm at Maelstrom now. And they're like, oh, I'm at the American Pavilion. And you're like chasing each other around, you know? Yeah. So it's just a lot easier.
And nothing can ruin a vacation more than, you know, there are some people who are like, you know, they've got their day planned out. They're going to go. You know, they know every activity they're going to do between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. down to the absolute minute. And there are some, and that's their joy. Mm-hmm. That is their joy. How many rides can I get in before noon?
Yeah.
And how many lands can I be in? And the other people's joy is, let's use Walt Disney World. Oh, let's stop and listen to the Barbershop Quartet.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the, what is it called? Where they carve the plants into Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse.
The topiaries. Yeah.
Let's look at the topiaries. Oh, look at that cute shirt over there.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get some fudge. Oh, I see a parade.
Yeah.
That is the joy. You know, or look at that little girl who's meeting a princess for the first time. I want to watch her do that. That is their joy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can't get 40 people to stop and do that with you.
Not without resentment. Yeah.
And for me, that's one of the, you know, especially in this day and age when our, you know, our families are more and more kind of tech savvy and are vocal of their needs is, that's a really great reason to use a travel agent.
Yeah.
Is that the travel agent say, here's things that have worked for other people.
Yeah.
You know, like for my family, it wasn't the mealtime, but every day at 5 o'clock, there was, you know, when we traveled as a group, there was an evening swim mm-hmm. from 5 to 6, you know, and we all kind of met at the pool. It was a great way for people to kind of relax and chill out. And then from there we said, okay, now who wants to go out to dinner? Or who wants to stay in, or who's going to order pizza. But it's a great every day. And it wasn't so much we were in a restaurant where people were like waiting on each other. People were just, the kids were playing and, you know, quasi showering and
rinsing off, yeah.
Pretending.
Cooling down. And,
holding a bar of soap around their head.
You know, but I think that's where travel agent can say, you know, I noticed that, you know, you've got 20 people going on this. Let me offer some things that might really be helpful.
Yeah.
You know, and which is good. In the beginning, you said something about we can't chase down your grandmother and get her to make her deposit. But once your grandmother has made her deposit, we can chase her down.
Yeah.
And it stops you from having to chase your grandmother down and creating that friction between you and your grandmother. It's like, let us do that for you.
And we can also answer all of Grandma's questions about it so that you don't have to. You know, it's like, well, why are we doing this cruise? Why did they pick this? You know, there's always somebody in the group who wants to know why. And as a travel agent, we can explain why that choice is the best one.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's so nice to have that buffer because especially with family, not competition-wise, but sometimes differing ideas kind of create friction.
Yes.
And to be that neutral party, that's a contact point for everybody really, really comes in handy, because it isn't, well, Susie always says that we have to do this.
Some of the onus is off of you. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I know. And I've had people call me and say, you know, my daughter-in-law doesn't know I'm calling you, but I need to find out. I just happened to get this in the mail from you, and thank you for that. You know, and I'm like, okay. And you have to kind of, we're good at that.
So outside of family, how about traveling with friends?
Oh, that's like my favorite
getaways.
Yeah, totally my favorite.
I just did this for my anniversary. We had our 20th anniversary, and we brought like 5 friends with us on our cruise. And
there's nothing says romance like 4 other couples.
Yeah. I know, exactly.
Well, you know,
no judgment, to each their own.
You know, that was the thing, though. We could, you know, we could have our alone time, and then we could go and meet up with everybody and do some trivia.
Yeah.
And, you know, we won a bunch of trivia. I mean, it was fun. It was cool because everybody kind of had their own reason for wanting to go, whether it was like, this is my one big long vacation of the year, or I need this break, or, you know, another friend of mine, her and her husband were having their second anniversary, you know? So, you know, and everybody could go do their own thing and then meet up for dinners or our excursion, or we're going to go hang out at the pool or whatever. So.
Yep. Yeah. You're not all staying in one big cabin in the woods. You actually have your own separate space. So you get lots of privacy, but then you also get to the fun of hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
And I think we get to do this a lot, hanging out with, you know, traveling with friends, especially as travel agents. We travel together as well. And, that's definitely a very fun way to experience something.
One thing I really love about, you know, we keep coming back to group cruises, but I've done several friend-based group cruises, and I love the fact that you take the transportation aspect out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you're not, oh, so-and-so's got to ride with so-and-so, and we got to arrange, you know, you got to get from point A to point B. You're there, you're centrally located. It's easier to have those moments together as a group and then go apart on your own, and you're not, I didn't ride here with Susie.
And especially, Epina, since I play the lush on this show, I'll just go ahead and say, you also don't have to deal with the designated driver.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and the fighting over who has to abstain from all the tasty beverages.
Yes, exactly. I like the way you put that. So it does. It takes a lot of the pressure off of it. And of course, it also takes the pressure off of, when you're on a cruise or an all-inclusive or something like that with a group, you get the added benefit of somebody else taking care of things for you. So even though your travel agent isn't on the trip with you unless you invite them, which is completely acceptable.
We are.
Or you just travel with your travel agent.
Those occasions. There is
somebody else there pretty much taking care. You know, you have to make sure you're at dinner on time, but other than that, you know, you don't have to worry about too terribly much. So
another group thing, another benefit to booking with a travel group is special rates.
Like, yes.
Lindsay and I are getting, by the time this has aired, we will be back, but we do groups to Disney that are usually around a race weekend. So we're about to go for marathon weekend, and here's a plug for next year, 2018. There's a 5-year Dopey reunion, and we've got a lot of people going. So if you're interested in knocking that off your bucket list, you can come with us.
We provide you.
So what does that mean?
At no additional cost.
What does a 5-year Dopey reunion mean?
So Marathon Weekend at Disney has 4 races. They have a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, and a full marathon. And they start on Thursday, so it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Dopey race is all 4 of those. And there's also a race called the Goofy, which is the half and the full. So you get all 4 of the medals, plus the Goofy medal, plus a Dopey medal for completing all 4 of those. So you get 6 medals.
It basically
6
means
shirts.
You're crazy enough to run 4 races in 4 days.
You run 48 miles in 4 days. And
called Dopey for a reason.
Exactly.
And go with us in 2018. You'll get to witness my midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Or your death.
I'll be dragging her through.
All at the same time.
You know, it's a nice, good challenge. But if you don't want to run Dopey, you can always run the 10K.
Or you can just go.
Or you can just come cheer us on. Be our athletic supporters. Yeah.
Be our athletic supporters.
And the great thing about a group like that is so you've got your common interest and your runners who are going, and then you have your friends who support them because they're good friends and like to drink beer and cheer them on. So you sort of have this great camaraderie built around events on the trip, but then you also have the additional benefit of being at Walt Disney World.
And we get really good rates for that too. Mm-hmm. So contact us to ask about that. But if you ever wanted to stay at like the Contemporary, or, you know, we're staying at the Polynesian this time, but it's a really good opportunity to.
So are you thinking about doing another like special event like you've done before in the past, like the dessert?
Oh, I hadn't really thought about it.
So that's the other thing, is sometimes we can arrange, if you have a large enough group, you can talk to us about special events. And you know, we've done before, Outlander Travel has done a dessert party to view Illuminations, the show at Epcot. Another thing you can do on Disney Cruise Line and other cruise lines as well, we can arrange, like a private mixology class for you. It's an additional charge, just like the dessert party is, but it's just for your group. So, instead of, you know, they do mixology classes on board where anybody can sign up and go, but then they have these that are especially if you have to have a minimum number of people, and then they, will do it just for your group. So that way you'll know everybody in the room, and it just sort of makes that, a little bit. So it's basically planning an activity for your trip without you having to plan anything. And you get, in that case, you get an expert bartender who, you know, really knows what they're talking about, teaching you how to make.
Like for the, when we did that fireworks dessert party, we had, and if you're familiar with Epcot, we were on the little island down by, France. Mm-hmm. So really premium spot, very good. And it was a crowded night that night at Epcot. So it was really nice to just walk up and have like a seating and desserts and, you know.
And the additional cost is fairly minimal when you consider you have the dessert buffet.
It's what you would pay for another event at Disney World. Yeah. So it's not any more than.
Well, and you know, we're talking about Disney and we're talking about groups, and as people are listening to this who may have Googled groups and wound up with this podcast, you know, what are the new things that's happening that I don't know tons about yet, but is really exciting to me, is that Disney is doing this arts and entertainment weekend, like they've been doing the food and wine. And so for those of you who may be, you know, like, you know, Elizabeth and I are at least, you know, kind of musical theater geeks or community theater geeks, or, you know, who love song and dance, that may be another great way for groups to kind of, you know, think about getting together and attending something.
There are a lot of special events at Walt Disney World throughout the year. And there are also, I guess this actually can segue a little bit into, and we'll probably expand on this in other podcasts, but themed cruises, like themed, and even themed outings, where if you really like to knit, or if you really like to play bridge or whatever, there are actually opportunities for you to go on a cruise, and you don't even have to take anybody you know. There will be other people with that hobby on board with you. We've talked about river cruises where they do wine tastings or chocolate or beer. Yeah. There are also river cruises where they have knitting, you know, like a knitting focus. So if you have a hobby, we can probably match you with the cruise.
Golf team Sandals does golf trips. Mm-hmm. And
this is kind of what's nice is that as a solo traveler, I love that you can be by yourself and you don't have to find your cousin or your aunt or your, you know, neighbor to go with you. If you can't find someone to go with you, you can find a group that has a common interest, and you can still go travel with that group, and you don't feel like you're alone. You're not.
We can come and, you know, one of the agents can also come and speak to your group. If you do have one, you know, a group that's a square dancing group or a scrapbooking group or whatever, we can come and speak to your group and talk to them about opportunities for them that we can set up for them to travel together, and set up special events for them to be able to scrapbook together or whatever's, you know, going on.
If your astronomy club wants to go view the Northern Lights.
Oh, look, I was just about to say that. I'm like, and then we went to this one class where you can. Yeah.
Well, and I have a group sailing in July that it's called Club Mace, and it's associated with the Mace Conference, which is held in North Carolina every year, which is a gaming conference. And when I say gaming, I don't mean gambling. I mean Dungeons and Dragons and miniature games and card games and things like that. So collectible card games mostly. So if you like to game, then, and we have people who go as solo travelers. We've even matched up a few people as roommates, and then we have couples and families who go on this. And it happens every other year, and it's getting bigger and bigger. And so it's a great way. You don't have to know anybody, you know, but if you enjoy playing, you know, these games, then you're going to meet people. And people go to these cons all the time on land. Mm-hmm. This one just is a little bit more all-inclusive, a little bit more. And it's on the water. And it takes you to cool places.
Yeah, so you get to do cool things. Yeah. So, yeah, and another thing, too, when you do, like, I keep going back to the perks of doing it as a group, but you usually get, like, an amenity, too.
Yes.
You know, like, maybe some onboard credit or, like you were saying, a cocktail party just for your group or something like that. So you can talk, especially if you have an interest and you want to be the Pied Piper and you want to pull the group together, we can talk to you about what kind of perks you can get.
And it does vary. So that's what I get a lot of questions of. Well, we've got 3 cabins sailing. Does that qualify us for any group benefits? Because people hear, oh, groups get benefits. Yeah, no. So usually on a cruise, it's 8 cabins. Usually there are sometimes specials, but usually it's 8 cabins. And there are rules about that, how many people are in each cabin. Mm-hmm. And then with river cruises, it's usually 5. Some hotels and all-inclusives, it can be 5 or 10. It depends on the hotel or the all-inclusive. Yeah. And it's at that point that you get benefits. So, you know, yeah, if you have 2 or 3 rooms going, that's great, but it's not really a group.
Right.
But yeah, if you can get a few more people to go with you, then yeah, then you can get some benefits. And so some of those things that you've heard of, like a free room or a free berth, or those are actual real benefits that you can get, and your travel agent can help match you with something that will.
You just have to, kind of.
You have to meet all the qualifications, and the qualifications are very specific. So,
Yeah, so ask us, because, another one that, like, going back to the running thing, I mean, I remember wanting to try to put together a group for the Negril Marathon in Jamaica. The only problem with that one is it's in December, and that's such a hard time to get people to travel because so much is going on in December. But, if anyone wants to do any kind of international runs and we want to get a group together for that, let me know. I'm interested in helping with that because,
everywhere. We have several groups for Disney runs, so go ahead and ask us about them.
Mm-hmm. And while we're talking about groups, even some groups don't have to necessarily have anything in common, but can be put together. So Outlander right now is doing this trip to Ireland to celebrate our 5-year anniversary. You don't have to be an existing Outlander client to go on the trip. It's just a chance to enjoy an escorted vacation where you have, and there will be people there who know each other, and there'll be other people who don't know each other. Mm-hmm. But it's exclusive to Outlander Travel. So we all have that like little thing in common in one way or another. And it's been designed for us, exclusively. So
yeah, we had another podcast on that. So go back and listen because there's some really cool stuff happening on that trip.
Well, and it's not just the cruise or the destination either. You know, with large groups, oftentimes we're able to tap into places that we know where we can get better airline rates, and you know, it's everything that's involved in that trip.
Yep. So. Well, and I've even blocked rooms for my daughter's roller derby team. You know, if we're traveling as a group and we're going to need at least 10 rooms, that then there's some benefit to doing that as well. So yeah, if you've got sport events or anything like that, I think you've actually done hotel blocks for even local races, right?
I have, and I did one for Atlanta too, which turned out perfect. It was right outside the starting line.
It's nice.
Really nice.
If we're on it, we can get some, you know, some great things. A lot of times you'll get frustrated because you see that someplace doesn't have any inventory. You can't figure out why. And sometimes it's because there are groups holding onto that space. So that's why suddenly it comes available. It's not just cancellations. It's also group space that.
Yeah, usually like 30 days.
And again, just like with the families, then you have your travel agent as a buffer. Collecting deposits and
once your group gets that big, you don't really want to be dealing with it and keeping track of who's paying and who isn't, and
answering the same question 75 times. We don't mind doing that.
That's what we do.
We do that anyway.
We do it anyway.
Well, and I want to put a little plug in for when you were talking about families, or even as Sandy was talking about, kind of a group of friends traveling together. If there's somebody in your family or in your group of friends who's parenting a child with differing abilities who often it can become very isolating. That child and that parent often times have to sit out of activities. But when you do something like a cruise or an all-inclusive, you're all in the same place, there's much more chance for you to support that parent and allowing them to kind of, you know, that you can sit with the child poolside while they get a chance to kind of be in the water with their family, and they don't always have to kind of miss out on the vacation. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's incredibly important and incredibly life-affirming, mm-hmm. you know, for that whole family unit, what that, you know, whole group experience can mean to them, that they finally get to, you know, talk with Uncle Henry and see, you know, Aunt Sally and you know, splash with their children. And so does the child or the adult, you know, that they get a chance to kind of interact in a way where it's not, you know, where they don't have to continually drive places, where they can go back to their room if they need to. They still have that room to be with their family. And I think that's an incredible benefit of a group, especially in today's world where the prevalence of human beings with differences is greater and greater.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. Well, there's power in numbers, right? So it's always, a little bit easier in some ways to take a vacation with lots of people because there's mm-hmm. also
the bigger support system.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Nice. Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Sandy, Lindsay, Laura, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.